You know, Brother Frazier kept commenting about the size of the crowd. That's what the Word of God would do. When you begin to grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and begin to do what we've been talking about over in the book of James, that to mature and to perfect and to grow, and to Ephesians 5:17, to understand what is the will of the Lord, that is to give us knowledge of 1 John 5:13, these things were written that we may know. And when Romans 12:2, be not conformed, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, with God all things are possible. So it don't surprise me. As long as we continue to hold on to God's unchanging hand and continue to do the blessed will of God and understand it's not our will, but it is God's will, everything gonna be all right. Well, thank Brother Frazier for a job well done. We're looking for a ram in the bush for next Tuesday night, and he don't sneak on out next Sunday night. Next Sunday night, Brother Frazier's gonna be our second Sunday speaker again, and so we're looking forward to hearing him on next Lord's Day, if it be the Lord's will. All right, let's go to Romans chapter 8 and verse number 1, 5:75. Please mark 5:75. That would be our song of encouragement. I want to give us about 4 points tonight, because I'm just fired up on this thing called Christian. Amen. Sometimes we just don't realize what we have based on the life that we live and based on how we reflect to glorify and to understand what is the will of the Lord. And in Romans 8 verse 1, we who are Christians, John 10:10, and the beautiful scriptures that we know, he says in verse 1, he says, there is therefore, and this is what I want us to see, now, right now, because of who we are, because we wear the name Christian, that we are Christ-like, that we have the mind of Christ, Philippians 2:5. This world is not our home. We're just a passing through. He said, right now, there's no condemnation to them. And by that word, to them, just make it personal to you. That is, to our lives, to oldest grace, or whoever you may be, we who are in Christ Jesus, them which are in Christ Jesus. Look what he says. This is the condition. Who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. That's a choice of Matthew 6:24. Who we serve. That we are free from condemnation. Because we made that decision to wear that name, Christian. Because we decided not to walk after the flesh, but walk after the Spirit. He says, for the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made you free. John 8:31. If you continue in my word, indeed, you shall be his disciples. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Free from the law of sin and death. For what the law could not do, and what it was weak through the flesh, God sent his own son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin, he condemned sin in the flesh. That's what we've been talking about, brethren. That's the reason why when we look at it, we look at the 66 books. Here we go again. If you don't understand with the 5:12, 5:17, that is to understand scheme of redemption in relationship, God's plan for man in relationship to why we are free. Why there's no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who made that decision not to serve the flesh, but to serve the Spirit. But if you don't understand the 66 here in relationship, and I know it sounds like I'm beating a dead horse, but how can you say you are free over here and there is no condemnation if you understand how the old over here work in the 39? In relationship, this all points to one thing, Galatians 4:4. In the fullness of time, God sent forth the Son under the law to redeem us that we might be made free. That there is now no condemnation. Not based on what flesh can do, but what Jesus did by dying on the cross, taking the likeness of men, building a church, the called out body, the ecclesia, that we may be made free, that there is now no condemnation. But the good thing, brethren, we can be called Christians and Christians only. And that's the blessing that we have. But if you're too busy, if you don't have time to understand this concept, and we do it repetitiously all the time, the 5 to 12, the 5 to 17, the 4 to 1, the 21 to 1. See, to give us that understanding, that mindset, that transformation to understand what Paul's trying to get them to see in relationship. Not what the law could do over here, but what Jesus did for us by dying on the cross. That makes us free. That there is no condemnation. See, for what the law could not do and what it was weak through the flesh, God sent his own son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin, condemned sin in the flesh, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in what? In us. In the church. See, we who wear the name of Christian, we who glorify God by the life that we live, we who bear fruit, that there is growth in our life through the power of the word of God, who walk not after the flesh, but walk after the spirit. Listen to me, brethren. Sometimes we don't understand in us or in Christ Jesus the responsibility. And I guess that's the reason why Paul, in so many of his epistles, he used the phrase, I am a prisoner. Because he knew that mindset, that if he was going to deny self and pick up his cross and follow Jesus, that number one, he had to empty it out. That is the flesh in order for the spirit to work in our life. Let's go to 1 Corinthians chapter 6. He talks about that in 1 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse number 19. When he says, what? See, what? Know ye not your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit, which is in you, see, which you have of God, and ye are not your own. See, it's not based on who we are. Because the law could not do it, Jesus had to come in the flesh in order for us to be righteous based on the power of the word of God. And that's the reason why you see that concept in 6:19. When he talks about what? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit, which is in you, which ye have of God. See, and ye are not your own, for you are bought with a price. Look what he says. Therefore, the least that you can do, glorify God in your body and in your spirit. And that word spirit means the attitude of how you receive the word. And your attitude or our attitude have to match up with the spirit of God. That is, you got the small s of the attitude of mindset. That is, it got to match up with the big spirit of the word of God. Because it's not based on us in a fleshly way, but it's based on us in a spiritual way. And that's the reason why when you go to Ephesians 1:3, he talks about in Ephesians 1:3 that all spiritual blessings are in Christ Jesus. Look what he says in verse 3. He said, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. That is, that because of Romans 8, 16 and 17, and go right down and tie that back in. Romans chapter 8 and verse 16 and 17, that is who we are in relationship to understanding what is the will of God. Because look what he says here. He said that the Spirit, that's the word again, all right, itself bears witness with our spirit. The 66 books here bears witness with our spirit. Well, question. Well, if you don't know what they are, if you don't study to show yourself approved unto God, a worker need not to be ashamed, but rightly handling the word of truth. If you don't submit to resist, to draw, to be humble, to be lifted up, so that you may know what the Spirit says, how your spirit gonna match up with God's spirit? How's it gonna happen? If you don't know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit, and that the Holy Spirit through the Word dwell in us, where all spiritual blessings are in Christ Jesus, well, how is verse 17 gonna be applicable? When he says the Spirit itself bears witness with our spirit. Listen to me, brother. See, we make it more complicated than what it is. Well, number one, James 1:25, we have the perfect law of liberty. We have everything according to Romans 3:17, that the man of God may be thoroughly furnished unto all good works. All we have to do is comply. As newborn babe desire, as Jesus said, hunger and thirst after righteousness. See, when you understand the power of the Spirit of Romans 1:16, I'm not ashamed of the gospel, but it's the power of God unto salvation. If you realize that power that comes through the Word, that once we encompass it through understanding, through study, that when we let the Spirit develop our spirit, what happened? See, the Spirit has to develop our spirit, our attitude. And the reason why is because we all have sin. There's none righteous, no, not one. We're in the world all around us, amen. Sometimes the world might be in our home, whether you want to admit it or not. So what we have to do is do those things that is to be able to mold the spirit, that's our attitude, to receive the engrafted word, which is able to save our soul. And most people who call themselves Christians either don't have time, or they're too busy, or they don't have a desire to do that. And therefore, we miss the blessing that we have by being Christians. So he said that the Spirit itself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God. We are Christians. And if children, see, that's the benefit, then heirs of God, joint heirs with Christ. That's the beauty of being in a faithful church. Now, I didn't say a church, because all churches of Christ are not faithful. Amen. Because the book of Revelation has seven. Amen. And you didn't have but one that complied, totally. For all churches of Christ, all who say that they are Christians, well, the Spirit is not working, because the Spirit is not working. Well, number one, where sin is, God is not. Amen. That caused us to lose the benefits of heirs of God and join heirs with Christ, if so be that we should suffer with him, that we may also, look what he says, glorify together. That is, if this congregation, through the mindset of the power, come to the total conclusion that we gonna do the Lord's will, we will not add to, we will not take from God's word, we would deal with sin we would not tolerate, amen, and have that attitude that we're going to have the right spirit.
Then at that point, when we take all our abilities, wherever they may be, and use them to the glory of God with the proper spirit, to receive the good spirit through the power of the word of God. That's the same thing with the husband and wife relationship. When you twain together, amen. See, you are building a bond that can't be broken. See? Regardless of what you see on TV with statistics and what people say about marriage and divorce and all this here, that's don't affect us because, see, we're not guided by what they say. We're guided by the power of the word of God. Amen? That calls us to glorify. See, together that we speak the same thing, that we are one, that we're one mind, that we're one judgment, that we are one, through the power of God. Why? Because we want to be free. No condemnation in our life. See? I'm not going to say that you're not going to never have problems, but that those problems don't have to condemn you. Amen? Because when you go back to Romans 8, look at what he says here. Look at what he says here. Beginning in verse number 28. He says here, and we know. So I know this. Because that's what the word of God is saying here, amen. We know that all things work out together for good to them that love God. To them who are called, 2 Thessalonians 2:14, by the gospel according to his purpose. See, we know that. Verse 31, we know that what shall we say to these things? If God be for us, who can be what? Against us. Look at verse 35. I'm just skipping around. There's more there, amen? He said, who shall separate us from the love of God, Christ? Shall tribulation, distress, persecution, famine, nakedness, peril, sword, as it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We'll slowly and sleep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things of life, nay, in all the shortcomings of life, and nay, in all things that are going to happen to us this week, amen, nay, in all these things, he says here, we are more, sorry, Steve Green, book bag's not going to get you this, amen, we are more than conquerors, not them over there, Jefferson, but us, through him that loved us, for I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angel, nor principality, nor power, nor things present, nor things to come. Didn't I tell you, quit worrying about Obama and the things of the world and the Republican and the Democrat? That's a problem. Ain't our problem. Amen. We just caught up in it. But we're not a part of it. Nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able. Can't do it. We who wear the name of Christian people, we who are free, we who are free from condemnation, who have spiritual blessings in Christ Jesus, who have received an inheritance, heirs of God, joint heirs of Jesus Christ, shall be able, and I got it on the line, to reinforce. Because we're running the people think that they are better than God. Amen? People are going to threaten you. But hold fast, brother, that there's nothing that will be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus. See, the law couldn't do it. Could it? But Jesus came, didn't he? Gave us the church, didn't he? Gave us that perfect law of liberty, didn't he? That we might be saved. And then not only that, but go to Ephesians. We'll start in Colossians 1:13 and tie it to Ephesians 4:30. But in Colossians chapter 1, and boy, I'm so glad of this here, Colossians 1:13. I tell you what.
Brother Otis, sometimes I think about life. Lord done brought me a mighty long way. If every one of us told the truth, he brought us all a mighty long way. But as the old folks say, he ain't through with us yet. The Bible says in Colossians 1:13, who has delivered us from the power of darkness. The devil, you don't have no hold on us. Amen. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. And has translated us into, look what he says, the kingdom, the church of Christ. Amen. We are part of the ecclesia. Do you hear me? A church, the kingdom, the church that will never be destroyed. The gates of hell will not prevail against it. Who delivered us? His dear son, in whom we have, get good enough, redemption. It's already been paid for. And guess what? You ain't got to pay it back. Through his blood, even the forgiveness of sin. Now drop over to chapter 4. Because Ephesians chapter 4 and verse number 30. Because I want you to see. Because see, a lot of us going to miss it. And the reason why a lot of us going to miss it is because of Ephesians 4:30. The Holy Spirit is coming left and right, but we are grieving it. Because you're not obeying it. What good is the perfect law of liberty when you're not going to do what it tells you to do? Amen? Amen? So he said, and grieve not the Holy Spirit of God. Look what he said. See, whereby you are sealed unto the day of redemption of Revelation 2:10, to be thou faithful unto death in order to receive the crown of life. That is, we got a hedge of protection around us as long as we stay in the word and decide not to walk after the flesh but walk after the spirit. Continue to mold your spirit so your spirit can match up with God's spirit so that we can be free. Free from sin and free from condemnation. And that's what the joy is. And this week, as we go through this week, as you read Numbers and the first chapter, and when you see all those people that you're in, guess what? They're all not going to come out on the other side. But through Jesus, you're in and you can stay in. If you comply and understand and do the will of God. You're here today and you need to respond to the invitation of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Why don't you come right now as we stand there, we sing.